Listening test, part one. Directions. For each question, you will hear four statements about a photograph. Listen and select the one statement, A, B, C, or D, that best describes the picture. Then, mark your answer on the answer sheet. You will hear the statements only once. Example. A.
He's working on a computer.
B.
He's drawing on the board.
C.
He's walking into the room.
D.
He's sitting near the desk.
The best description of the picture is statement B. He's drawing on the board. You should mark answer choice B on your answer sheet. 1. A.
She's sitting on the counter.
B.
She's working at a computer.
C.
She's looking at the picture on the wall.
D.
She's talking on the phone.
Two. A.
They're waiting for a bus to arrive.
B.
They're standing in the rain.
C.
They're getting on a bus.
D.
They're boarding a train.
Three. A.
The tourists are lying in the sun.
B.
The lounge chairs have been arranged in rows.
C.
The umbrellas are propped up against the building.
D.
The beach is crowded with swimmers.
4. A.
A fire truck is heading toward the scene of an accident.
B.
Technicians are carrying out safety tests.
C.
The rescue workers are repairing their vehicle.
D.
The firefighters are wearing breathing apparatus.
2. Directions. Listen to these questions and statements. After each question or statement, you will hear three responses. Select the most appropriate response, A, B, or C. Then mark your answer on the answer sheet. You will hear each question or statement and the responses only once. Example. You hear,
"What time is the board meeting?"
You then hear, A.
The meeting room is on the left.
B.
Yes, everyone was bored.
C.
I think it's at 12.
The best response to the question, "What time is the board meeting?" is answer choice C. I think it's at 12. You should mark answer choice C on your answer sheet. 5.
Where did you go to college?
A.
I majored in math.
B.
I was at Colorado State University.
C.
Yes, I think I would like that.
6.
It looks like it might snow.
A.
No, I have to go now.
B.
So I'll see you tonight.
C.
I hope it doesn't.
7.
How about getting takeout?
A.
I'll take it out soon.
B.
That's a great idea.
C.
Didn't you get one once?
Eight.
What do you think of these new designs?
A.
I'll sign them in a moment.
B.
They look fine to me.
C.
I have to pay 3 fines.
Nine.
Did you make a reservation?
A.
I handed in my resignation this morning.
B.
I have no reservations with that decision.
C.
We booked a table for 4.
Ten.
Who are you speaking to just now?
A.
Yes, we'll have to speak soon.
B.
That was Mr. Yoshida from Sakino Industries.
C.
My talk starts in 10 minutes.
Eleven. What's the problem with your cell phone?
A.
Yes, it's a big problem.
B.
The screen's cracked.
C.
I don't have your number, do I?
12.
Would you like me to call you a taxi?
A.
If you don't mind.
B.
I'd prefer to take a cab.
C.
Please call me whenever you can.
3. Directions. For each conversation, read the 3 questions and the 4 answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, mark your answer on the answer sheet. You will hear each conversation only once. Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to open an account, please.
Yes, certainly. We need your passport and some other form of ID, such as a driver's license, and a recent utility bill as proof of your address.
I have all of that here, and I've filled out this application form already. I'm only looking for a savings account, though. Is that all right? And I don't need a credit card or anything.
Yes, of course. That's no problem. If you just hand me those, I'll make some copies and we can get started.
13. Where does the woman probably work? Fourteen. What does the woman ask to see? 15. What does the woman offer to do? 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Andrew. How come you're not going away with your family this summer? You haven't taken a break for ages.
I have too much on my plate right now, Tracy. I can't possibly get away. I don't know how you guys can just walk off and leave everything. I know it's the European way, but I'm not used to it.
Well, everyone needs a break, don't they? You should try it. You'll come back more refreshed and ready to work after a bit of downtime. I heard in the States it's different, though.
Very different. We don't take much annual leave at all. Even if you've worked at a company there for like 10 years, you might only get 2 or 3 weeks at most. And even then, you'd never take it. It's amazing that you get so much time off here. 4 weeks, and all those public holidays. It seems crazy to me.
16. What are the speakers discussing? 17. What will the man probably do in the summer?
18. How does the man feel about the situation? 4. Directions. For each short talk, read the 3 questions and the 4 answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, mark your answer on the answer sheet. You will hear each short talk only once. Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following radio report.
This news just in from our business correspondent, Kate Leung, at the World Trade Talks in Geneva, Switzerland. It appears that an agreement has been made to reduce carbon emissions by 30% over the next 5 years. Surprisingly, all the countries attending the talks have now signed and promised to meet this target. This represents a major step forward in the battle against climate change and global warming, which has become an increasing problem in recent years. An official announcement confirming the details is expected within the next 60 minutes. And now, the rest of tonight's news.
19. Who most likely is the speaker? What is the report about? 21. When will there be an official announcement? 22 through 24 refer to the following telephone message.
Oh, hello. This is Charles Fletcher from Tyson's. We received your email saying the pepperoni pizza you'd bought was actually cheese and pineapple. We're obviously very sorry to hear that, so please accept our apologies. As this is an own brand item, we're taking this very seriously indeed. If you have kept the box it was in, could you please return it to us? Preferably to the store where you got it from. We can then use the barcode and other identification symbols to trace which of our suppliers it comes from, so we can find out what went wrong. This is urgent, so we'd really appreciate it if you could do this as soon as possible. As a sign of our thanks for bringing this to our attention, we'd like to give you a $30 coupon. I'll enter this into our system here. So, whichever store you go to, just tell the customer service desk code YTN78. That's YTN78, and they'll give you the coupon. If you can't take it back in person, then call me on my direct line, 555-2323-6797, and I'll take the details from you over the phone. Thanks again for bringing this to our attention.
22. What is the main purpose of this telephone message? 23. What kind of business is Tyson's? 24. What is the cause of the problem?